Sound Transit's newest light rail station opened over the weekend. KUOW's John Ryan reports on the party and the protests Saturday at the new Angle Lake station.
I'm at the opening day party for the new Angle Lake station, just a bit south of SeaTac Airport. There's a dance troupe performing right now and lots of balloons and crowds, but it's a much more modest celebration than the last time Sound Transit celebrated a new light rail station opening. In March, Sound Transit opened light rail service to Capitol Hill and the University of Washington in Seattle. The agency spent $800,000 to promote the openings. After some bad press, Sound Transit said it would be more frugal the next time it opened a station, and it's only spent about $100,000 to market the Angle Lake opening. Sound Transit has also cut back its light rail advertising this year. Critics said the agency was improperly trying to influence voters. Sound Transit's asking voters this fall to approve its $54 billion plan for expanding light rail and making other transit improvements. It's one of the biggest public works projects in American history, more expensive than building the Panama Canal. Back at Angle Lake, it's a multicultural day, with Punjabi and Mexican dancers inside the station and protest chants in Spanish outside. Residents of a mobile home park in SeaTac and some of their neighbors came to protest the gentrification they say is coming with light rail. They say the owner of the trailer park is closing it. High-rise hotels will be built on the spot. Lori Rock came to support the protesters.
I live in Des Moines. I'm excited about the light rail, but we all need places to live.
Yay! Sound Transit's next new light rail stations are scheduled to open in 5 years in northeast Seattle. Reporting from SeaTac, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.